Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Miller. This is the What Drives You podcast, where we focus on your drive. Your drive is working in some areas of your life, producing great success, yet in other areas, maybe not so much. Let's get clarity on what you value, what motives are helping and hurting you, and get you fully into alignment so you're driving further and faster and enjoying the ride. You can be driven and confident in your core, and yet your energy can be off. And this will hamper you, and it'll negatively affect other people around you. I mean, if your energy is good and on, then, you know, go forth and bless and conquer. The point of this short message is to help us, you know, audit it. And if it's off, correct it, or at least take responsibility for how it's going to affect other people and consider a detour possibly. So next up are six ways to be conscientious about your energy that you're exuding and how it affects those around you.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
All right, so I labeled this in regards to your energy, right? Your energy drives others and how to be conscientious of that. If energy does it for you, great. Maybe you'd be better served to think of your attitude. Or I've been reading lately about your vibration, which some people don't like from a faith-based standpoint, especially if they come from like a Christian arena. Your vibration. Though, you know, we've all been around the vibe, you know, talking about the vibe that seems more socially acceptable. Another way is just your mood, just to think about that. So legendary humanitarian Lynn Twist had her on the show. It wasn't even about, it wasn't about mood, but she just brought that up. She said, you know how your mood just precedes you into everywhere you go, right? People can smell it a mile off. And I actually asked her, I said, you mean your attitude? She says, no, not really. Your attitude can be different. You can have a certain attitude, but still come in with a certain mood. And I said, I mean, you're totally right. We all know that. Imagine that. I mean, you can look, well, we tend to think about it even, you know, as we see people, but sometimes we can just feel it. Man, you can feel somebody's mood, or maybe even what you see, it doesn't belie how they really feel. And as soon as they start talking, you kind of know what kind of mood they're in. I mean, we all know that, right? It just kind of reeks. Your mood does. Well, think about that. Think about your energy. It's super important. It's what we are existing in as our own. Again, I'm going to continue to use the word energy, but we continue to be enmeshed in, and that's what's going to come out of us. So what do we do about that? Well, the first thing we do is we just try to address our energy, our attitude, our mood, our vibration. And one of the best ways is to bathe ourselves in something that's going to lift us up. You can call that inspiration. You can call that motivation. We hear so much these days about meditation. We hear a lot about going out in nature. It's one of the things I do. But it may be having a great cup of coffee and journaling in the morning. It might be listening to music or listening to something you enjoy on your way to work. But something you do to lift yourself up. I don't ever want to minimize that. I remember hearing the legendary motivator, Tony Robbins, talking about, he said, people just think that I wake up in the morning and I'm just, you know, I'm Tony Robbins, man. I'm top of the world, king of the world. And he says, that's not the case. So often I got to look in the mirror and practice what I preach and smack myself in the face and say, get it together, Tony. I had Monty Moran on the show one time. He is the former co-CEO of Chipotle. Took him from, you know, I don't know what it was, 8 million to 8 billion or whatever it was, 80 billion, I think. And so here's this guy, and he's out inspiring people. He had a PBS special recently, and he's inspiring people and motivating people. And he's had wild, wild success financially and otherwise. And he said, man, there's a lot of mornings. I was out to breakfast with him about a year ago. He says, there's a lot of mornings I wake up with dread. He was just admitting that. He says, so I got to go deal with myself. I got to go inspire myself. So number one, way is first bathe yourself. Just expect that you're going to need some help every day. Bathe yourself, do whatever that is. And there's a lot of things out there that you can do, but just to think about what can I do to raise my energy? And you should know that. You should be aware of what that is. It may be just that first cup of coffee, and it's not really the caffeine. It's the ritual of it. It's the taste of it. It's the joy. It's the gratitude for, man, I love having a cup of coffee in the morning. And that's great. Or again, music, meditation, reading your Bible, writing in your journal, whatever it may be, going outside. I sit in this, I'm recording this right now from my home studio, and I sit in this couch behind me. It's actually a futon. And I look out, if I turn the camera around, you'd see the national forest outside that right now we have 3 feet of snow. Literally, we had 3 feet of snow over that. It's unreal. And I look out there and bathe myself and prepare myself. Okay, so that's number one. Number two now is just audit yourself. Be real. How you doing? That may take some honesty, looking in the mirror. How you doing? How you feeling really is more relevant than how you doing. How you feeling? And be honest. So let's say that you're feeling great, then awesome. You can stop there. You're good. Stop at number two. Number one, bathe yourself. Number two, audit yourself. If you're good, stop there. Go forth and bless and conquer everyone in your path. What a gift. All right. But let's say you're not. Well, then let's move to number three. Let's be conscientious. That's number three. Be conscientious and think about, man, people can, like Lynn Twist said, they're going to feel me from a mile away. Everybody is. What do I want to do with that? Well, number four, if you're feeling off and you know it, maybe it's a good day to stay on your own. Sequester. That's number four. Sequester. Sequester yourself. Stay away. Now, that's not something you want to do permanently and say, yeah, every day, man, I have bad energy. I got to stay away for the rest of my life. That's not a way to live, but it may be something to do as you work on yourself, or maybe just get through the day and just realize, you know, some things have happened. I'm struggling with myself and I'm going to sequester myself. Let's say you can't do that. Okay. Number five, then let the people you're around know, be honest. Say, man, hey, I just want you to know, everybody or person, that I'm struggling today. I'm struggling. I've been working on it a little bit. I'm okay, but you know, I'm struggling somewhat and I don't want to bring you down. So let's take care of our business. And then it might be good for me to take a break today, go for a walk, take some time alone, whatever, or just do some busy work and kind of do my own thing. Not a night to go out with everybody and have fun, whatever. But just to be honest, what a gift. Don't you wish people would do that with you? The people that you find yourself face to face with or dealing with, and oh my gosh, their energy is off. And you just wish that they would say, hey, I'm so sorry, man, my energy is off. Or they don't have to apologize. Say, hey, you know what? My energy's off. Thanks for putting up with me. I'll try to make it brief and get out of your hair until I can deal with myself better. Okay. What a gift. So warn and to some degree, minimize the impact. Number six, you might need help. If it's bad enough, you're not recovering, or you just want to jumpstart getting over it, reach out for help. And it may not be enough to bathe yourself in some music or a good podcast or nature. And you may need to connect with someone, a friend. I was going to say family, but not all family is friends. A friend. If it's family, great. Maybe a counselor, a coach, maybe somebody at your church if you go to a church. But look for someone. It could be someone in a book that you have that motivates you or gets you back to center, but get some help. That's relevant, man. These are the things again that I look at and go, I've got to remember these things so I can check my own energy. Well, friends, thanks for being with me on this brief journey here. If you want to talk more about your energy and how it affects people and how you deal with it yourself, join us in the Drive Tribe. Come to kevinmiller.com. Co and click on community. That's where we continue talking about these subjects. You can also subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter, where we put a lot of these in blog form to you and let you know what shows are happening. Until next time, I hope this episode helped you drive further and enjoy the ride. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. Yeah.